is DGS and Camo X. Few minutes past 3 p.m. We're just talking about something off the air that I'm not going to go into detail about because it's private. But earlier in the show, we were talking about how we don't really know anything. We don't know anything. We just know what other people tell us. But we're talking about an interpersonal situation with some people we all know. And I thought one thing, and Kevin's like, no, not at all. And it just brings it home again. Like, it's not just global warming we fool ourselves about knowing. It's each other and what's going on with someone in their personal life. We don't know.
Yeah, and it could be, it's not even always bad intentions, right? It could be just a mistaken piece of information. It could be something that may be partly true, but then when you know like four other elements that go into it, you're like, oh, well, that changes how it looks and that changes how it sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to do DGS Happy Hour here. Andrew, I want to start with you, though. I forgot to ask you on Monday, but you saw Toy Story 5.
I did.
And as a childless adult,
yeah,
you said it was a little challenging.
Yeah, it's tough because when you go see a movie for children and you don't have children, there's a bunch of children there and they just piss you off the whole time. Yeah. So it was just like repeated instances of my wife and I like checking each other because we'd go like, is that kid going to shut up? And then you go like, oh, well, we're in their house right now. Like this is, they're supposed to be here. We're maybe the weird ones for not being here. We weren't the only like childless people there. But like, you know, every time like there was a kid in our row that, you know, they can't sit still in the movie theater. So he basically just like gets up and just runs back and forth in front of the row for the whole movie. And like you start to get really annoyed by that because it's really annoying. But you're also like you want to try to have like empathy for the, you know, the parents that are there. And, you know, any kid that's doing that is just a tornado of a kid. So you're like
right,
trying to like have empathy and be like, yeah, if this is what it takes for you to get 2 hours of relative peace, maybe I can be annoyed by your stupid, terrible kid for. What do you think, Rach? Am I being too charitable?
Rach gonna push back.
Charitable.
Yes, you are being too charitable. I think if your child can't sit in the seat and watch the movie, you shouldn't take your child to the movies.
Yeah. Or to a restaurant.
It's in an inappropriate place to bring them. If they don't want to or they're unable to do it, you should find another activity to do.
Something that lets them do what they like
to
do.
Yeah, take them to the park and let them run around. The kid obviously doesn't want to watch Toy Story, so I don't know.
That was kind of. Now I thought I was just, you know, being a jerk, but it feels good to have somebody else say that because that's kind of what I felt too. Like I was like, all
right, it's common sense tells you,
yeah, it's
you're
like,
ruining the experience for everyone else in the theater because your child is more special than everyone else and needs to get up and run around.
Yeah, like there were other kids in the theater that were behaving, but this kid in our row wasn't even the only kid that was, you know, acting up. And I did have that thought that's like, well, these kids are not, like, it's expensive to go to the movies. It was, you know, it's for a family of three and one of them being a young kid, you're going to be probably spending, you know, close to $100 if you get the popcorn and snacks and sodas and everything.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's, the kid's not even watching the movie. And you're not watching the movie because you're tripping over what your kid's doing, you know, backflips over the seats and stuff.
Yeah. I'm a little mixed on it because if it's like a regular movie, I completely agree. If your kid said, but if it's a movie theater that's going to be full of kids because it's a kid's movie, I'm not sure I see the big issue.
But it's getting up and running around.
No, I understand. It would annoy me too, but it's more of like that is kind of like a daytime showing for a kid's movie is going to be loaded with kids. And when you're loaded with kids, they're not all going to be behaved. They're just not. You could take 100 kids, there's going to be a number. Whatever the percentage is, 10, 15, 20% that are not going to behave that way.
But again, you're almost implying that these kids are contractually obligated to go be in this theater.
No.
And the parents are contractually obligated to force the kids to be in the... Like, that's what we're saying is that maybe if you know that your kid it doesn't behave in the theater, maybe just don't go to the theater at all with the kid.
And again, another person would say, maybe the grown person that wants to have a grown person experience would go sometime their kids are not going to be as much
there. I'm taking Andrew completely out of the equation. If I'm there with my kids,
I see what you're saying.
And my kids are behaving, yep. I'm pretty mad that you're letting your kid get, like, it's just, we have just lost the plot on so many things to where it's like, but he wants to run around. It's not an appropriate place for him to run around. It's not appropriate.
Yeah.
Why have we just thrown that out the window?
Yeah, Dave brought up restaurant and he makes a great point.
No,
like if you take your kid to any restaurant, unless it's like, you know, a McDonald's play place or whatever, I guess, but any restaurant, if your kid's like running around doing laps around people's tables, that's just an inappropriate, like the kid, I'm not saying the kid's a monster or anything, but that's an inappropriate place for a kid to be doing that.
Yeah.
He could hurt himself. He could hurt somebody else. Not for nothing. In the movie theater, it's very dark. Like someone could trip over him. He could trip over something. He could get tripped by someone. I don't know.
Yeah, it really just kind of comes down to everyone's tolerance for that. And Maureen and I, wasn't that we had no tolerance for it. We just, I don't know, we just thought it was the right thing to do. You know?
Because it is the right thing to do. Yeah.
We taught our kids to not be idiots. And when they were idiots, because that's at the top of the resume of being a kid.
Right.
We would remove them.
That's right.
And, you know, hey, like, okay, it's my turn. Come on, Feebles, go out and, you know, throw rocks. Come back in 10 minutes. Hope it's better. When we were in California, Maureen and Phoebe and I went, every dinner we went to was an expensive dinner because we're in California and we're wanting to show her a good time and, you know, not going to see her for a little bit. And this one dinner we went to is in this beautiful, dark Italian vibey place. And they take us to this little back room. There's only two booths. Like, this is great. And then they seat the booth behind us and it's a couple with like a 2-year-old kid. And when I tell you the kid didn't stop screaming the entire time, I mean, he didn't stop screaming the entire time. And it's just like, what's wrong with you? Like, what do you have that I don't? Or what are you missing that you're just fine ruining someone's dinner?
Well, I mean, to me, that ties into this topic of like, we can't even get grown people to behave in movie theaters.
True.
Right.
I mean, I've not been
back since I was at the Esquire watching the Demeter vampire movie.
The Voyage of
and
the Demeter.
And next thing I know, there are these big kids, like, you know, 15,
yeah,
16,
like
17,
yeah,
like running around and shoving each other. Then there's like a guard with a gun. I'm like, okay. I think I think I could watch this in a month on Prime.
I think the other part of the equation, too, is when I was little, it was a special thing to go to the movies.
Yeah, it was different.
Yeah, it was like, oh, wow, I better behave because my parents are doing something really nice for me. And I had that appreciation of like, this is a special thing.
Yeah.
But it's like it turns into less of a special thing when you bring your children and then they're allowed to act however they want. And you just keep rewarding them with the fun things.
Yeah, it's
so much so that the fun things cease to be fun. They become run of the mill.
Yeah, and it's almost like a spoiled issue because what you think when you're a kid, I mean, I remember being a kid enough to remember like, you're like, I better do this right because I want to keep doing it.
Yeah, I would like to do it again in the future.
I want to go to movies more because I have a lot of fun doing this.
Yeah.
And so,
and there's going to be a consequence if I behave poorly. My parents are going to make me experience a consequence for bad behavior.
Yeah.
And I just think a lot of times that doesn't happen.
Yeah. Now that, I mean, we've heard over and over again over the recent years of parenting that like kids are just kind of in charge now.
Yeah.
And the kids kind of dictate what happens. Then when you don't show them the consequence of like, you don't get to go to the movie
anymore.
Everyone
will get this. Like in my family, I have a reputation for being a very soft dad. You know, just, you know, oh, sure this and sure that, what have you. But it's kind of not really fair. Like, Marie and I talk about this. Like, we were very, you know, normal.
You raised them to.
We did. But my point is that we all know that tone of voice. I think it's great. Like, I'm not a hitter. Never spanked my kids because I was spanked way too much. If you spank your kids, that's your business as long as you don't go too far and it's abuse. But I never did. I would talk to my kids, but I was also never this guy. Now, honey, come on. If you just stay quiet, we'll go to KB. Like, I was never that guy. Because once you become that guy, once you're sort of begging your kid, like, the kid gets it.
That's one thing kids, kids get.
You cannot cede your authority. In other words, when you try to be too friendly, now they're seeing you more as a friend or a peer as opposed to an authority figure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm not saying, like, I'm friends with my child. I always was. But not when there was misbehaving. Mm-hmm. It was never, like you said, it was never, okay, now it's time to stop. It's like, no, stop. I mean business. This is my I mean business voice. That's when we change the tone. Right? That's when the behavior has to stop. It's not hard to do, but I mean, I'm just even more disappointed the fact that we can't even get grown people to behave well in public.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, the last time I had an issue with people in the theater, it was like a 50-something. Somebody, a woman my age and her 20-something son wouldn't shut up. They would not stop talking to each other.
Well, you know what? It's all over the news. And I see it from TikToks. And, like, heckling has always been a thing. And I've always hated it. But it's just like every comedy show you go to now. It's like people think they're a part of the act. Mm. And if it's a crowd work guy and you know that's what he's known for, okay. Right. But if you're just going to see Jerry Seinfeld or something, like, shut up.
Yeah, you're not part of the entertainment.
You're not a part of it.
Right.
And people going to Broadway shows and screaming stuff out and singing things, it's like...
Yeah, singing along
what's
to...
What's wrong with you?
Singing along to the musicals is one that I've experienced a few times. Like going to the Fox.
Do they do that in the theaters, too?
Oh, yeah.
Musicals and stuff?
Yes.
That's
oh, yeah.
Crazy,
please
man.
Shut up.
Yeah. If you, when we saw Little Mermaid, there was only like five other people in the theater with us, but one of them was like audibly singing.
Ugh.
And I said, Megan, stop singing. Or
we're going to have to go
business.
Home.
We're going
to
have
to
go
home. I'm not taking
this
you to the movies.
This is my serious voice.
Andrew did his dad's serious voice. Okay,
I'm not
now,
taking
Megan.
You to the movies anymore.
But, you know, the other part, too, is... We're not saying this to just be like, because I'm sick of dealing with your kids. Your kids need to behave. No, your children need to be taught to fit into society because of the rest of society. Like, ultimately, you are hurting your child by by never giving them boundaries. You are hurting them.
Yeah.
They are then going to go out into the world and think they are the
most
special
person. Well, they're
going to
get into school, for example,
exactly.
And they're going to have behavioral problems because those were never addressed.
Get
and
this.
Authority figures are not going to like them, and it's going to be bad for
I
them.
I recently had a discussion, debate, argument with my MAGA friend. I have many MAGA friends, but the one who's the most MAGA. And I was basically lamenting, not at MAGA, just in general, that we have lost our manners, we've lost our courtesy, and that's important. And that's kind of what separates us from the animals. And that I miss that, and I wish it would come back, and I think it's important to treat people with courtesy and to have manners, to have social rules that you observe. And he's just laughed at me. He's like, dude, you need to wake up. None of that stuff was ever important. It was all used to control us. Now you get to say what you want to say and do what you want to do. And if you don't like it, you can just deal with it. And I'm like, man, we could not see the world more differently.
It just shows how spoiled. We are just such a spoiled country and such a spoiled society that we've never had to deal. I mean, like, we've dealt with certain hardships. But what's the last, like, mass hardship the United States dealt with together as a nation?
I mean, COVID would, but.
But I mean,
I don't really feel like
we
dealt with that together.
Well, no, but I mean, that's like the most recent example, but it's like when you compare that to the Great Depression.
Exactly.
It's not even in the same category.
So it's really easy to be like, why would we need to work together? That's stupid.
Right.
It's like, well, we haven't been in a situation where we really needed to work together, and now we're drifting farther and farther apart.
You know what's really interesting? And I know we don't have time, so I can do this fast. Think about the era that followed all of that conflict. World War I, the Great Depression, World War II. That's when all of those manners and everything came in, because during those difficult times, we realized we needed to work together to fix real problems and to solve things. And we acted that way for a good long time after that. And we've been so far removed from that kind of difficulty that now we're sliding back.
Yeah. Welcome back, DJS 325. In certain towns in California, they are offering people $500 for snitching on their neighbors for firing off fireworks.
Oh, good for them.
With the wildfires and stuff, you kind of can't be too careful.
that's not the response I expected. I thought you'd be like, screw snitches.
No. Have some respect for your neighbors.
Like, don't snitch on them?
No, like, don't blow crap up in their backyard.
Yeah, I'll snitch on my neighbors that fire off fireworks.
Man, I'm working with a bunch of snitches.
The people a couple of houses up the street from me will fire off fireworks from, like, May 10th until Halloween.
Yeah.
Like, the entirety of summer is fireworks season. If they can get a hold of them, they're lighting them off.
Now, I will look, I'll grant you that. I'm not a snitch, but I'll grant you that. That in St. Louis, it's like a 6-week season.
Yeah. And to be clear, like on the 4th of July, have fun.
Yeah, have fun.
Go for it. No problem.
Yeah.
But like if
on
it's
4th of July, it's my problem, not yours.
But if it's midnight, yes. Stop.
Well, and
just stop.
You said this was California.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, they have wildfires.
You don't need to be setting off fireworks. Like, we're still recovering from the beginning of 2025. That was so devastating and crazy. Like, watch the PBS fireworks on TV.
Yeah. I mean, like, I'm not like 100% anti-neighborhood fireworks, but just like have some common sense. A little bit of respect for everyone. Because, like, I'm a late person. I'm up till 2 o'clock every night. Most people are not. So if you're out there shooting off fireworks at midnight, you're disturbing a lot of people. People with children, people with dogs. Just stop early. Just have some common sense.
Yeah, Augie wasn't crazy about it, but I've never had a dog that was super sensitive.
Right.
But I feel for people who do.
Right, and again, mine are not that sensitive. They might bark a little bit, but they don't get weird. Some dogs go into full panics. And again, I understand that my dog is not your problem, but your fun is not my problem either. Should not become my problem.
What is your problem?
I don't know. Everything. Can't say words today.
Who's poop?
Who's poop?
Who's poop?
But no, you're right, Dave. It's my problem on 4th of July. I'll give you even the whole weekend. On 4th of July weekend,
yeah.
If you're blowing stuff up and my cat is upset about it, that's on me. I got to figure out a way to make my cat happy. This is just something you have to suffer through as a pet owner and as a pet. But on like, you know, when it's like August 15th, and they're still lighting them off until, you know, 1 a.m. or whatever. That's when it's like, all right, I'm calling the cops.
Gigi's calling the cops.
Gigi's calling the cops. She's got her little, she's hitting the buttons with her little paw.
You should take her to a hotel.
Yeah.
But also a hotel kitty.
If you're in California.
I've taken her camping. I've taken her to a cabin one time.
Yeah.
Just two of you.
She hated it.
Yeah.
She hated it.
Weird
so
place.
Much.
Weird place.
We're going to get away from mommy for a while.
Also, like, have that situational awareness.
She didn't want
like,
to come, actually.
You know, we live in California where there are wildfires. Maybe, you know, exploding things is not a great idea. I don't see why that's
Dave
such a
Dave still thinks we're snitches.
Ask.
Oh, I know you're snitches.
I mean,
I'm watching my back.
I'm not even denying it when it comes to that.
Dave's like, I was going to set off so many fireworks on the break, and now you ruined it.
You know what snitches get.
Tossing firecrackers into the newsroom.
They get $500, Dave. That's what those snitches get.
Back, DGS 334. Dave Murray joins us, courtesy of the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Center. Dave, did you hear us talking about the fines and the snitching in California?
It doesn't surprise me. I did not hear about it. But
yeah, they're offering people $500 to snitch on their neighbors if they use fireworks.
You know what? I don't have a problem with that because a wildfire can start in a second. That's the reason for it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that if one goes, I mean, I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty when our son was young, we did fireworks, and I was always concerned about something going on somebody's roof.
Yeah,
and that didn't stop me from doing it, but I also didn't do it at 1 a.m.
Yeah,
you know, that kind of stuff. But yeah, what if you live in a wildfire prone area, which is almost everything in California. You know, if you're going to do it, you better really be safe.
And Dave, is this
But if you get caught, you're in trouble.
Is this the wildfire season?
Yeah, you know, the big wildfire season is primarily end of August, September, October.
Uh-huh.
Because that's when the Santa Ana starts to blow. This time of year, you'll start to notice some of the conservation land, you know, parkland, stuff like that is starting to get brown. And here in Laguna, we bring goats in to try to keep that down.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of goats. We have two giant goat herds that float around town.
Wow.
Yeah, it's very cool.
That is pretty cool. I think I interrupted you when you first came on. Did you have something you wanted to say before we talked about the weather?
No, just fine.
Great. So looks like it's moving in tonight and going to be around tomorrow?
Yeah, well, it's been around today. You know, there's been thunderstorms, showers and thunderstorms around. There's a little batch of thunderstorms right now, not severe, but they're rumbling around mainly in St. Charles County, back through Warren County and into Montgomery County. That stuff is going to be moving into North St. Louis County, I would say here in the matter of minutes, and it will include Florissant, Jamestown. It could get as far south as Maryland Heights and Ferguson, maybe even University City and Ladue. It's got some heavy downpours of rain with it and some lightning. I don't see a lot of lightning in it, but boy, it's cooking as far as rain is concerned. And this is the pattern. Not going to be raining all the time. It doesn't do this in June unless it's tropical in nature. This is not. But scattered showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, Friday night. And there'll be some around on Saturday, but I think it starts to get limited on Saturday. 81 tomorrow, 70 tomorrow night, and about 89 on Saturday. Limited severe weather. It's not a big, giant, widespread severe weather outbreak, but there are thunderstorms around, and they will be known for producing very heavy rain, very efficient storms, some lightning, some flash flooding possible, highways, roadways, small streams, small creeks could come up very quickly. And in some isolated cases, there could be some strong gusty winds up to about 45, 50 miles per hour. That's very, very isolated. So it starts to break down slowly on Saturday. It is gone on Sunday. And here comes the southerly flow.
Yeah.
Sunny, hot, steam bath weather. I mean, we're talking very humid because of what we will see over the next 24 plus hours. 95 for the high. Heat indexes on Sunday afternoon could be 105, 106. That will continue Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday anyway. I don't see it breaking down. I'll take it through Wednesday right now, but it could take us into the holiday weekend.
Damn.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, it's end of June, July. Got to get a little of this from time to time.
It has been amazing.
It has.
June has been a spectacular month by St. Louis standards.
Yes.
And the spring. Spring has been spectacular.
Yeah. Dave, if a guy was going to play golf in the morning,
would it be Mitch?
Would it be... No, we're not talking to Mitch. Mitch has a smart mouth lately. So, Andrew, you might just want to get rid of Mitch and Vic and Jacob. Just time out for the day.
They're all on the hoospaw list.
Andrew, don't actually do it.
Give Mitch in timeout.
Give him something to think about.
Oh my gosh!
Mitch is in timeout. See it right there. Ban.
He can come back in. I think it's 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's not the full ban.
We're just talking about consequences.
Man.
He just needs to learn some lessons.
You guys are acting like Mitch was running around the movie theater.
Man. To answer your question, playing golf tomorrow, it's not going to be raining all day. You might get it in, but you may also have to run for cover.
Okay. Fair enough. Headlines, Rach.
Bye, Mitch.
See, Mitch. The stream is starting to freak out. No, he's fine. He'll be back.
Well, also,
Mitch is growing a little too powerful.
He's growing too powerful.
And also, it might be time to ban him for a sec.
A reminder to everybody, because I feel like no one is really clear on what it means. I'm not sending them to the Shadowlands. Like, if you get banned, you can actually still watch the stream even.
They still exist.
Yeah, you just can't comment on it for a few minutes.
And what that is, that's timeout. That's just a short one.
Yeah.
There is a permanent ban, but that's not what's being used.
I wouldn't kick Mitch off of, the stream. That seems a little mean. Or it doesn't.
All right, headlines. So Meta is apparently jealous of Kalshi and Polymarket, and they've assigned a small team to build a new app called Arena.
Who's this, Rach?
Meta. So the Facebook, God. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, they are building an app called Arena. Now, you wouldn't bet with actual money. You would bet with points. And you just earn things like rankings and badges. So it seems like a fun way to get kids into gambling.
No,
I don't know.
No kidding.
Yeah.
But also,
thinking,
who really wants to do that for fake points?
Kids.
Well, I would like to do some more research on this, but I'm wondering if they need certain licenses or whatever to actually gamble with money, and they're just going to start like this and then eventually add in actual currency. Because, you're right, Wheels. Who is going to sit around betting just for funsies all you get is a badge. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Some people would like to do that, but it's never going to compete with a Poly Market if you're not using actual money.
Remember when online poker exploded and there were a bunch of sites like, no, it's not gambling because it's not real. Well, there weren't very many people doing that.
Right.
Not at the level that you would, be able to like profit off of it. Also, I now, Rach, I want to call him Zuckerboog.
Zuckerboog. I am really excited for the Social Reckoning movie that's coming out later this year.
Me too. So, Social Network is like one of my favorite movies.
It's a great movie. Dave, didn't you say you've never seen The Social Network?
I've seen parts of it. I may have seen the whole thing.
You should watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll give you a lot of context about like the situation and about like who Zuckerberg is.
Hey, did you see the trailer for The Social Reckoning, Andrew? Yeah.
A couple times.
Jeremy Strong.
Oh, he's perfect.
He's got the voice down. I'll tell you what.
It's exciting voice? Stuff.
Zuckerberg's.
The Zuckerberg voice?
He plays Zuck.
Jeremy Strong does?
He does. Mm-hmm. He does.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Watch the trailer on the break.
All right.
Jesse Eisenberg didn't want to come back, but I actually think Jeremy Strong is better.
He's way better. And I love Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah,
Jeremy
me too.
Strong is like one of my favorite actors.
So and he's, seem to he be looks like him. He sounds like him. It's perfect.
Oh my God, he does
is
look
it
like him.
Fact-based?
Yeah, it zeroes in on, I don't know if you remember a few years ago, that woman acted as a whistleblower and was showing like, hey, we have all this research that shows that this is bad for kids' mental health and they're pressing on. It's kind of based around her, played by Mikey Madsen, the girl from Anora, who I'm excited to see her in this role, and then the dude from The Bears in it. It looks really good. I'm excited for it. Okay, FIFA president Gianni Infantino says that President Trump is going to attend the World Cup final.
He's going to be handing off the championship trophy. Or
there
keeping it.
He's like, thank you so much.
He'll be like, thank you. I can't believe you guys gave me this. They call it the Balloon d'Or.
There's a bipartisan Senate housing bill that wants to limit private equity purchases of single family homes.
Yeah.
Passed in the Senate on Monday by a vote of 85-5.
Could have used that 10 years ago before they bought everything.
Yeah, being right.
Let's see. Despite the economy not feeling so great for a lot of people, donors really came through for U.S. charities in 2025 to the tune of $617 billion. Giving increased among all categories, corporations, living individuals, bequests, and foundations. Some people are speculating that this could signal the beginning of the great wealth transfer from the boomers to their children and charities, just kind of offloading some of the wealth that they've built up during the years. So, I mean, that you don't hear a lot of good news lately, but it is nice that even though people are struggling, a lot of people are still donating a lot of money to charity.
Good.
We eat 23% more than we did in the 1970s.
Really?
That's according to the Pew Research Center.
It feels like it should be more.
A lot of this is due to the fact that we eat a lot more processed food, which just makes you want more and more. Yep.
But also, it's easier to get.
Oh, yeah.
True. Yeah. And Mitch is back, by the way.
Hi, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch is back. Ban him again.
He's got time out. He just got time out like a little kid.
He's on a rolling ban.
Okay, now you have a timeout. I will tell you when it's okay to get out of your chair.
I told you guys earlier about how people attending the World Cup who are not from the United States are really excited about ranch dressing. So much so that the TSA had to put out a statement saying, like, please stop trying to put this in your carry-on. It's too too much. Well, now Kraft is teasing a new TSA-compliant ranch product.
It's pretty smart.
It's cute and funny. It's
pretty smart.
They say they're working on the real thing. It's kind of a joke right now, but I'm sure it'll eventually come out.
They're calling it the FIFA 15. That the average person coming into the United States for the games is gaining 15 pounds.
That's wow. In fairness, doesn't everybody kind of gain some weight when they go on vacation? Because I know
just
I did.
You.
When we went to Italy, I gained weight, man, because the food's so good.
Really?
Yeah.
I found it not.
Oh, it was awesome. He's not. What didn't you like about it?
That it wasn't Americanized.
It's a real Italian food. Real Italian.
It didn't taste like SpaghettiOs.
No. Excuse me. Can you point me to Fazoli's?
So good. Thank you, Dave. Jealousy. Hey.
jealousy.
Yes. So, Rach, you have a fascination with death row meals?
Yeah, it's just something I've always found interesting. Like, I realize that it's pretty morbid, but, I mean, one time I stumbled across a website that let you look up, like, all of the death row meals for a state, like, ever, and it was just interesting to see what people were picking for their last meal on this earth.
I agree. It's really interesting. I've always said the same thing. If it were me, I'd be like, I kind of lost my appetite. Don't really think I'm going to eat anything. But yeah, how some people blow it out.
Mm-hmm.
And then some people are like, I'm going to have cranberry juice and tapioca.
Yeah. So some of the most popular requests that they get, according to a study by Cornell University, are hamburgers, fries, pizzas, fried chicken. I remember seeing fried chicken a lot whenever I was looking through that website. And, you know, it's junk food, it's comfort food, it's nostalgic, it's simple, and it's a luxury that you're not getting while you're sitting in prison, typically, so it's probably something that they're craving after a certain period of time. One thing that is off limits, which when you think about it is a big duh, is alcohol. Like, they're not going to let you have a beer or a glass of wine, and similarly, like, any kind of contraband like that. I don't think they let you have even really, like, a cigarette. I mean, maybe they can have a cigarette.
Yeah, why couldn't you?
Because they're terrible to eat. They taste awful.